This is Vajrahasyam class, November 8th. We're discussing Bhava Bhakti. We're hearing that we develop Bhava by sadhana, by mercy. Actually, what we were doing yesterday is we were hearing about the characteristics of Bhava, the 9 characteristics. We heard about Shantir, tolerance, and Virakti, detachment. And now we're on we discussed detachment. And we talked about pridelessness. No, I don't think we did. Now we're going to talk about a little bit more detachment. Yes, and I read yesterday from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras about Virakti, 4 levels of Virakti. So the 9 different characteristics of Bhava. So this Virakti means natural distaste for the objects of the senses, and then we gave a slight explanation for Patanjali. And now Rupa Goswami gives this example from 5th canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 14, verse 43 of Bharat Maharaj. Yadustya jan darapsutan suridrajam vridi sprisha jaho yuheva malavad uttama shloka lalasa. At the age of 24 years old, the great Maharaj Bharat gave up everything. Dustyajan, Dara Sutan, Tyajan, Dustyajan. He gave up his wife, his children, his Surid, his Rajam, his kingdom, his friends. He gave up everything because he was fond of serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uttama Shloka Lalasa. He gave up his beautiful wife, nice children, great friends, or good friends, an enormous empire. Although these things were very difficult to give up, Maharaj Bharat was so exalted that he gave all these things up just as one gives up stool after evacuating. Such was the greatness of His Majesty. Maharaj Bharat Ki. It's not easy. Can you imagine? If you have nothing and you join Krishna ISKCON, it's pretty easy. You don't even have any food to eat. You're just traveling around here and there with a backpack. Can't even get any food. You land up in a Sunday feast and say, well, this is pretty good. And they say, why don't you move in? You say, all right. So Maharaj Bharat, he left a lot. That's the example that he gives. That's a lot to meditate on. Dara Sutan Sirid Rajam Ridhi Sprisha. Sprisha, the touching to the heart. That's very interesting. All these things were touching his heart very deeply. In other words, he was very heartily attached to all these things. One may have a wife and not be attached to her. One may have a kingdom and not be attached, or have children. But his riddhi sprisha, they were touching his heart. They very much touched his heart. He had very affectionate citizens. So he was in love with his kingdom and love with his subjects. And they were in love with him. He gave it all up because of Uttama Shloka Lalasa. His Riddhi Sparsha was counteracted by his Uttama Lalasa, his intense affection for Uttama Sri Krishna. This is another characteristic of Bhava called pridelessness, Man Shunyata. O Krishna Tve Yamanitvam Katita man shunyata. Pridelessness means, quote, in spite of having a high position, one remains humble. Unassumingness. To cherish no pride or vanity despite one's superiority is called man shunyata. And example is given of King Bhagiratha. Harauratim vahan esha narendranam shikamani biksham matan aripure shvapakam apivandate. Padma Puran. King Bhagirath, though the crest jewel among kings, went out begging at the house of his enemies and offered respects to the dog-eaters because he had bhava for Krishna. One who awakens love for Krishna, then he sees his beloved everywhere, stangama jangama, stangama jangama, and moving and non-moving entities, and trees or plants or animals or people, he sees his Ishtadeva in their heart. So his respect is natural, it's genuine, it's heartfelt. It's not generated from a mental remembrance of some yam or niyam. Oh, there's a sannyasi. I'm supposed to pay obeisances. That's a mental projection. It's not a heartfelt expression. It's a mental projection. You're operating out of the cognizance of rules and duty, which is a good place to start. Should operate under some higher authority, rule and regulation. Vidhi Nished, that's called in Shastra. Otherwise, it's just Ishastra Videmutsri Javartate Kamakarata. This is the 18th chapter of Gita. If you just throw away all Shastra Nidhi, Nidhi Visheda, all rules and regulations, Vart Yashastravidim, Shastra Vidhi, Vidhi Nisheda means the rules and regulations of Shastras, the do and don'ts of Shastras. You do whatever you want. There's no etiquette, there's no protocol, there's no conduct of behavior, there's no social respect. It's all, whatever you want to do, you do. That's called Vartate Kamakarata, acting according to your whim, according to your lust and your independent desire without any higher authority or higher regulation of Shastra, Guru, or Acharya, then you're animal. That's what animals do. They want to bite you, they bite you. They want to bark, they bark. They want to chase you, they chase you. They don't think, oh, this is the king, I shouldn't bark. The next one is very interesting. This is one of the nine characteristics of Bhava. Ashabandho. Ashabandho Bhagavata. Prapti Sambhavana Dridha. Confidence is this ashabandha means hope against hope, as Prabhupada translates. This means confidence. Confidence, what does confidence mean? He defines it. Bhagavat prati sambhavana dridha. Sambhavana. Sambhavana dridha. A very firm bhavana, very firm conception, completely firm conception, idea that Bhagavat Prapti, I will attain the mercy of Krishna. I will attain Krishna by this Nam Bhajan. Harinam, 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 Iva Kevalam. Kalohana Stevana Stevana Steva Gatya Nita. No other way I will attain Bhagavat Prapti. By Nam Bhajan. And Nam is nourished by Vaishnav Sarasanga. Nam is given by Vaishnav. So Vaishnav Kripa. We receive Nam from Vaishnav Kripa. We nourish Nam by Vaishnav Kripa. And we realize Nam by Vaishnava Kripa. And we serve the Vaishnavas by distributing the Nam. Confidence means, Asha Bandho, Bandha means firm assumption that one will attain the Lord. Sanatan Goswami defines it like this. Unshaken belief that one will realize God. Dridha means you can't shake, you can't, unbreakable. Unbreakable, unshakable, unmovable, immovable. Rock hard belief, steel, case hardened steel. Case hardened steel belief. I firmly, resolutely believe without the shadow of a doubt that I will realize God. How? By bhakti bhajan, nam bhajan. What's an example of confidence? Example is given in this, statement of Sanatan Goswami, which Rupa Goswami quotes here, in text 1.3.35 of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Na prema shravan hari bhakti. bhaktirapiva yogotava vaishnavoho jnanam va shubhakarma vakyadaho sajjatirapyastiva hinarta dika sadhike tvaitatap yachedya mula sati he gopi jana vallabha vyatayate ha ha marashaiva maham ha ha marashaiva maham ha ha marashaiva maham. I have no prema, nor do I practice hearing or chanting in bhakti, shravanadi bhakti or na. I don't practice Vishnu venetation and the Ashtanga Yoga practice. I don't practice Gyan or Varnashram duties, the duties of Varnashram. I don't know. What do I practice? I don't even know what they are. I don't have good birth, even to execute the actions properly. I don't have the innate qualities, nor the training from birth, nor the proper association to understand all the intricacies of ashram dharma and varna dharma. But my Lord, Gopi Janavala, since you are most merciful to the least qualified, O Gopi Janavala, O lover of the gopis, though I have impure desires, my aspiration for you continues to agitate me. Jiva Goswami gives a commentary. The word yoga in this verse refers to Ashtanga Yoga. When meditation on Vishnu is prominent in that Ashtanga Yoga, it becomes Vaishnava Yoga. This meditation incorporating Vishnu or other deities is called Sagarbha in the yoga system. So this asha, I have a thirst or asha this is a second translation by Jiva Goswami. He paraphrases this verse 1:3:35. I have a thirst, asha, for attaining Krishna, and my thirst is not motivated by love for Krishna, but by desire for my own happiness, since I have deeply rooted desires for personal happiness, enjoyment, which are difficult to remove. Then what should I do? I continue to hanker for you, my Lord, because I think that you can turn material desire into prema, since you are extra merciful to those who are most unqualified and deficient. Heen art adika. Art, heen art adik sadik. Sadake. That's in a verse. I'm a sadhaka, I'm a practitioner. Hina means without, art, the objects, assets. Adik means excessively. I'm really without them. We say adik mas means extra month. So hin art adik, hinartika. I don't have 26 qualities, I don't have any austerity, I don't have any learning, I don't have any good birth. I'm really a loser. Three-time loser. But I have confidence in your love. I have hope in your mercy. These statements by Sanatana Goswami were spoken out of intense humility, and this itself is an example or symptom of bhava. Or that's another example, pridelessness or humility. So this is all under the topic of confidence. Vishwanath Chakravarti, his commentary, he gives a third translation to this verse. Na prema shavanadi bhaktirapi va yogotava vaishnavo jnanam va shubhakarma va kiyadaho sajjatirapi asti va hinart adik sadake tvai tatap yachedya mula sati he gopi jana valava vyatayate ha ha marashaiva mam. My Lord, I do not perform hearing and chanting with devotion. I do not concentrate my mind on you. I have been born among the lowest people. By seeing or touching them, one must go and bathe for purification. However, my unflinching desire for you, who make yourself readily available to even the least qualified, gives me great disturbance. It should be understood that the desire expressed in this verse is desire only for attaining the service at the level of prema arising from pure bhakti, devoid of gyan, karma, and yoga, because it is supposed to be an example of ashabandha, confidence expressed at the stage of bhava. In other words, they say, I have no desire. I mean, it's just it's humility. My only desire is to love you, because this is a symptom of bhava. To the level of bhava, the only desire we have is to love Krishna.